What should we know about the Mer people? Who are they and why are they here?
Well, this is a topic that I've written about, and I first wrote about my book, Healing with the Fairies, when I was at the beach and I was meditating, and all of a sudden I looked up over the ocean spray and I saw a very clear image of a mermaid, and she began talking to me and telling me that I had a connection to them. And of course, you think of mermaids as being one of the so-called mythical beings, but gosh, I really have learned that a lot of these so-called mythical beings actually do exist. They're just on a dimension that's slightly higher in frequency and that children can easily see, and people who are open-minded or pure of belief can connect with. I mean, there's a reason why so many artists have painted the same images over and over again. And I just started to delve more and more into looking at mermaids, and I started to find that there are people, flesh and blood people on this earth, who have strong connections to the oceans and sometimes the lakes and the rivers. And it took me to a body of research called the aquatic ape theory that really convinced me that this was not just something of the metaphysical realm. There's something physical going on. The aquatic ape theory was first introduced by Sir Alistair Hardy of Oxford. He was a zoologist. And then later, a woman named Elaine Morgan, who's an author in the UK, wrote about the characteristics that make us humans more similar to manatees and dolphins than to apes. And just in brief, I'll just highlight them. Hairless bodies, subcutaneous fat. Only humans and water mammals have subcutaneous fat. Only water mammals have protruding female breasts and weep and have nose flaps that you can close, can consciously control their breathing so that we could swim underwater. And then hair on the head is a phenomenon that's only found on humans, and they found these indigenous tribes where women are fisherwomen. They wade every day to get the fish for their meals, and the children hang on the hair of the women while they're in the water. Webbing, if you look at your fingers right now, Ian, you'll see that there's traces of webs that we all have between our fingers and toes, and some people, about 7%, are actually born with fully webbed toes. Primates and land mammals swim with their heads above water, while humans and water mammals swim and dive underwater. Even copulation, that water-dwelling mammals are the only ones that mate face-to-face, where the land dwellers copulate with the male behind the female. And it just goes on and on and on. So I decided to create a survey for people who really believed that they were connected to the Mer race, who had had memories of Atlantis, who had to live near the water or they were completely depressed. They were involved in charities involved with sea-dwelling animals or the ocean. They loved dolphins and seagulls beyond, I mean, up to the fanatical point, and et cetera. And I found that all these people had common characteristics. It was really interesting.
Well, allow me to unpack some of this, because so when we talk about mer people, we're talking about dimensional beings.
Talking about humans.
Humans.
Yep.
Traditionally, we think of them as sort of half human, half fish.
Right.
I mean, sort of in the, so are we talking about that, still that type of body type?
Well, we're talking about people who prefer to be in the water or next to the water more than anything else. And some of them do actually have scales that can't be alleviated by normal lotions or dermatological treatments.
Okay.
And these are people who are excellent swimmers without being trained. And
okay, but so that would be like mer people. Like, I have friends who always need to live near the Gulf Coast.
Right.
It's very important for them not to even live near just water or a river, but it has to be something like an ocean. That's where they really feel connected. And so they might be part of the mer people.
The mer race, right.
The mer race.
It actually appears that all humans have mer origins. In my research, I found that cross-culturally, there are all over the world ancient civilizations who believe that life began out of the ocean. and they have their goddesses and deity stories. But
sure,
the universality of even the Noah's flood, that's not just a Judeo-Christian tale. That's something that the Polynesians and even the Hindus believe in, that there was a great flood. And so I also found that, I'm sure you're familiar with mitochondrial Eve, who is the one woman, all women can be traced to this woman who lived 170,000 years ago.
Right, this is the Eve of Africa?
This is the Eve of Africa. And she lived there right after the melting of the Ice Age. And it appears that what happened with the melting of the Ice Age is that the humans had to become water-based and not necessarily go completely underwater, but wade to get fish and sea plants. And every woman has this DNA of Eve in their bodies. And what it appears is that the Mer people are it's like the last kids to get out of the swimming pool, that we all originated in the water. But the Mer people were there the longest. And my studies show, from doing regressions in people around the world, group regressions, is that these are the Atlanteans. These are the people who, when Atlantis went down, went into the ocean to survive.
So, again, you're saying we all have a little bit of Mer people in us, but that some people have more, that we trace that back to the people who are lost on Atlantis or traveled out of Atlantis when Atlantis was lost, and or all the way back to the original Eve of Africa. So that, tying that all together, though, how does that tie into the appearance of an interdimensional being on the surf when you were looking out there on the beach and a mermaid appeared and spoke to you?
Well, she is someone who didn't take on human form.
Okay.
I wrote a book called Earth Angels that showed that all the light workers on this earth, that's people who really have this strong sense that they're here to do something to help the world.
Right.
And believe me, that's not every human. It's just some people who have this gut feeling, I'm here for something big. Maybe I don't know what it is, or I might be afraid if I'm going to fail. But that strong feeling to help is a light worker. And my studies show that light workers, actually very few of them come from the earth, that a lot of them come from other dimensions and take on a human body to help out the earth and the humans. And
well, that's probably a good time to plug George Norrie's book, which people can find on the website, too, on that, which is coming out soon, Workers in the Light. So,
I haven't read it.
Oh, no, I think pre-ordering is happening right now. But then the aquatic apes, this would be then different from dolphins and mer people.
Right.
Okay, where can these be found?
Well, all of us are aquatic apes. I mean, we all share more characteristics with human bodies are actually more similar to manatees than they are to apes. The whole Darwinian theory of us coming from apes is now being reexamined by scientists.
Right.
And there's a lot of evidence there that actually we're more related to sea mammals.